flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is a conference championship week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Smartline Home Design.
On 1080 The Fan. It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
I need to make one correction to this because I said might be the reason Tom Telesco got fired because I can't do years well.
Okay.
Because I keep forgetting it's 2025 now and no longer 2024. And this wasn't a year ago. This was the draft before. So that would have been Ziegler's draft, but also the reason why he probably got fired as general manager. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, in 2023 draft, the Raiders selected Byron Young from Alabama, the defensive tackle in the third round, a player that had a grade of undrafted. Now, this isn't the first time the Raiders front office has gone off book, as it were, when they drafted Alex Leatherwood in the first round, a man who everybody had pegged as, at best, a fourth-round tackle.
Or Darius Heyward-Bey?
Second, I believe, was his highest grade as a wide receiver. So, he ran very fast and straight-lined. Had hands of brick. But if you're thinking, that name sounds familiar, it's because the name you're thinking of is the pass rusher from the Los Angeles Rams, Byron Young, who's good.
Yeah, and he was taken seven spots after the other Byron Young.
Yep.
The story gets worse, though, because of the fact that, you talk about dysfunctional organizations, disorganized front offices. This is wild, because the correct Byron Young, the one that is now a Ram.
From Tennessee.
He said that he got a phone call from the front office, so they called him.
The Raiders called him and his agent.
And he was like, oh, this is great. I'm going to get drafted. And then he sees his name pop up and was like, wait a minute. That's not me. That's another player. And then a few picks, he's like, what is happening here? Oh, okay. Then he gets picked by the Rams. It saved him.
Yes, it did save him. Here's what happened. And there's going to be a bunch of stuff to try to retcon this. The Raiders called the right Byron Young, called the right agent. Now, they called the agent afterwards and said, sorry, we had the wrong one. You know why? Because they were covering their tracks. Because somebody put the wrong card in.
Yikes.
So when you're handed the card and you go, all right, we're good. Yes. You make the call into the league office, or you go hand the card in to the guy that makes the final card or makes the final call into the league office. They handed the wrong card.
That is crazy.
They handed the wrong card.
You know that as this is happening, the Les Snead and Sean McVay were sitting in the room going, or the mansion, and going, oh no. They did it.
Yeah.
They drafted the wrong one.
Everybody did.
They drafted the wrong one. And we want this guy. Yeah. And that... Dude. That's why, Raiders fans, they always say, like, what was the demise? It was, you know, Al Davis and his mental faculties
going
away.
That was the demise.
You can also look at, they had no plan. They never had a plan.
No, after him?
It was Al Davis, and every great organization does have a plan, and they've never had a plan since. This is why it's like, of course Mark Davis is going to just let Tom Brady step in and do what he wants, because Mark Davis is like, I don't know what I'm doing.
No.
I haven't known what I've been doing for years.
Have you seen my haircut?
Have you seen who we drafted the wrong guy a couple years ago? I mean, if you can shore that up, I think that'd be a good start.
If you're looking for a sign of hope, remember the Memphis Grizzlies at one point in time, the Brooks fiasco. They thought they had a deal in place for Brooks for, God, who are they trading for? I can't remember. And they thought they were trading Marshawn Brooks. Well, the other front office thought they were dealing Dylan Brooks.
Mm-mm. No, then you go, no. And that's one where
but
you
look
go,
at where the Grizzlies are now.
You go, which Brooks are you talking about?
Yeah.
You got to have that one in there. Like, what? Which one? But Byron Young, I will say, that is a little bit confusing that
from the same conference, playing the same position roughly. Not,
yeah, well, one's tackle, interior, one is an edge rusher. But two guys with the same name, you could see how that would happen. But you know what? You literally get paid millions of dollars to make sure that doesn't happen. That's your job relies on that aspect of
it. I don't let the Ron Danny Meringue on the show.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
And even when...
Although I'm not sure this is the right one.
But here, you're not wrong. Also, the crazy thing is, there's another Danny and Dusty.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think technically it's Dusty and Danny, right?
Now, yeah, yeah.
It is now.
Yeah, it is.
So,
yeah.
But it is, it's definitely a weird spot, right?
A weird spot? I would say, yeah. Yeah.
Like, oopsies?
Yeah, that franchise, man. We got a text from a Cowboys fan who's like, this may be the last straw for me in the Cowboys. What is going to be your last straw? Because it feels like there should have been several with the Raiders.
When I was younger, where my fandom went up in flames for the Raiders was Darius Hayward Bay. I put a hole in my wall.
Yeah.
With my fist.
That's not surprising.
No. I was viscerally angry.
Yeah, it was a terrible pick.
Yeah.
People laughed at it.
That and Rolando McClain.
I forgot about that one.
That was my, I'm out. I'm done. My dad looked at me like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm done. I'm out. I can't do it. Because that's after Jamarcus.
Because
Jamarcus, you want to look at the biggest all-time failure in NFL draft history, it is that guy. There is no bigger bust in NFL history than Jamarcus Russell, especially when you consider who's drafted after him. The next three players are first ballot Hall of Famers.
Have you thought about, like, over half your life now, they've been like this?
Yeah. First half, real good. Second half, real bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the suck has been so much worse than the good.
Yeah. I mean, the first half wasn't that great either, though.
Pretty damn good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Bo Jackson, Marcus Allen. Yeah, that was...
Well, could you want to rewind to the beginning of the show where you said if you don't win titles, it's not very good?
No.
Because they didn't win any.
I said pretty good. I was wrong. No, they went to a Super Bowl. It was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
And again... But it was... But John Gruden. John Gruden.
They did him wrong. They did him dirty.
Yep.
That was the undoing of it all.
That was it right there. Dang.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.